Most Common Mistakes in English, Part 1. One of the most difficult things about learning English is there are so many words with double meanings, words that are spelt the same but pronounced differently, and even words that are pronounced the same but written differently. And this is just the start. There are also many words that are commonly confused in terms of grammar and usage. But don't worry, because that's why we're here. And today I'm going to give you a short list of some of the most common mistakes in English. Let's get into it. The first one is live and live. What's the difference? One is a verb and one is an adjective. Verb, to live. I would like to live in New York someday. I would like to live in New York someday. I would like to live in New York someday. Adjective, live. He's never heard live music before. He has never heard live music before. He's never heard live music before. Okay, let's take the next one. Affect and effect. The first one is a verb, to affect. He was deeply affected by what you said. He was deeply affected by what you said. He was deeply affected by what you said. Whereas the second is a noun, an effect. Your words had a positive effect on me. Your words had a positive effect on me. Your words had a positive effect on me. You can hear that these two words are very, very close in terms of pronunciation. And when speaking quickly, you're probably not going to have any problems at all. You don't need to think about it too much. They basically sound the same. But if we slow it down, there is a slight difference. Here it is one more time. Affect. Effect. Affect. Effect. Okay, let's take the next one. Less and fewer. Here you can follow a super simple rule. Less belongs to uncountables or nouns in their singular form. For example, the man has less time today. The man has less time today. The man has less time today. Here we're talking about time, and in English we think about time as being one thing, a singular noun. The next one, fewer. Fewer belongs to countables or nouns in their plural form. For example, the woman has fewer friends than me. The woman has fewer friends than me. The woman has fewer friends than me. This time we're talking about friends, so we're using fewer. And the next one, another and other. I was asked about this one recently and I found I really had to think hard to figure out the difference. Here's what I concluded. Another means one more of and belongs to singular nouns or nouns in their singular form. For example, can I get another drink? Can I get another drink? Can I get another drink? I have another brother who lives in New York. I have another brother who lives in New York. I have another brother who lives in New York. The word other basically means a different one and belongs to both singular and plural nouns. Here are some examples. I've just spoken with my other sister. I have just spoken with my other sister. I've just spoken with my other sister. Can I try on the other shoes? Can I try on the other shoes? Can I try on the other shoes? And the next one. Who and that. This is another commonly confused one, but possibly one of the easiest rules to follow. You need to use the word who when you're talking about people. Think who is. I know a man who looks like you. I know a man who looks like you. I know a man who looks like you. You need to use the word that when you're talking about objects. Think that is. I have a computer that keeps turning itself off. I have a computer that keeps turning itself off. I have a computer that keeps turning itself off. Finally, I want to give you an example of two words that are spelled the same but pronounced differently. Read and read. Both of these words are verbs. Well, the same verb in two tenses. Of course, we have to read, infinitive. I'm going to read a book. I am going to read a book. I'm going to read a book. And we have read, past tense. Have you read your new book? Have you read your new book? Have you read your new book? Okay, that was it for today. Check back next week for more common mistakes. And if there are any words confusing you that you'd like to see in an article like this one, drop a comment below. We'd love to help.